This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, April 12, 2009. He has risen. The scripture is Matthew 28, verse 6. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Often when God makes mind-boggling new beginnings, there are no human eyes and ears present to witness the event. When God created the heavens and the earth, and when he created Adam and Eve, there were no human witnesses. This was also true for the new beginning marked by Jesus' miraculous resurrection. All we can do with these huge events is to believe and receive. Easter must be believed to be received. The miracle of being raised to new life is given to those who believe in Jesus. It is said that seeing is believing. Actually, believing is seeing. All who believe in their hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead will be saved. Easter is the evidence that death will not be able to hold down believers any more than it was able to hold down Jesus. Easter trips up the mind. It staggers the imagination. It flies in the face of all our experience. It contradicts the laws of nature. It goes against the grain of the brain. Resurrection defies all we have ever seen or known. But of course, that's the whole point of Easter. How else could Easter be good news for a fallen, sin-seared, grave-filled world? If Easter were not out of this world, what would there be to celebrate? Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Would you pray with me? Love's redeeming work is done. Fought the fight, the battle won. Death in vain forbids him rise. Christ has opened paradise. Thank you, Spirit, Father, Son. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.